I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. As always, presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. Because it works, visit EMP180.com and get empowered. One thing I noticed yesterday, you know, I was kind of out of it there for a day with the stomach virus. And then yesterday I knew I was going to be back at work today. I was trying to see what was going on. And via social media, I did see that one of the most fervent guys in favor of seeing the Robert Kraft video, one Chad Dukes, who was on the line.
Very good.
Dukes is big into wanting to see it.
Oh, he's desperate to see it.
Before we get to that, I want to thank Chad Dukes for the surprise gift that was waiting for me in the studio yesterday. Chad went online and he, I guess, went on an auction and bid and won an autographed guitar by the Christian metal band that I used to be super into, Striper.
Nice.
It was waiting for me in the studio.
It's got to be yellow and black, right?
I haven't even unwrapped it. I brought it home, and it's in my office right now. But it was a very nice gift.
Thank you. When am I going to get a gift?
I actually have a gift for you, and I told Drab about it, I would say, conservatively a month ago.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, we'll let you know when we want you to bring that in. And then I haven't heard anything from him.
Come on, Drabby. I want my gift.
Yeah. It's a big gift.
But thank you, Chad. I appreciate that.
You can fire that into the dumpster if you want, cakes. I didn't even know if you'd be into it. Honestly, guys, there was a Striper guitar. It was a charity that I was familiar with. I put one bid in. I was the only one that put a bid in. It was very sad.
But you
the
got
yellow
it.
And black attack.
Yes,
you
of
got
course.
It.
What was
very
their
nice.
Number one song? Was it Honestly?
That or like To Hell with the Devil, oh, yeah. Free. I mean, they had a bunch of sillies,
oh, yeah.
JP.
Free was a great one.
Come on.
Hey, so you want to see Robert Kraft's video, right?
I want to, it's billionaire dong, JP. I mean, how many times are we going to get a chance to see that in our lifetimes? Like, of course, I'd love to see Tigers or Michael Jordan. There's a Mount Rushmore of dong I'd like to see, but a billionaire? Are you kidding me? I mean, that's a once in a lifetime opportunity.
The swerve today was EB not interested.
Yeah, it's weird. It's a weird thing.
I mean, he's 100. I don't need to see that shriveled old thing. I mean,
you're racist.
I guess. I don't know. I'm not really into it. It's weird. I mean, sure, I wanted to see Tigers and all that. That was amazing. I'm more into... Vaughn, like the leaked video. I'm more into, and this is morally corrupt, but when you hack into someone's phone and get their private videos, I'm all about it.
I'd love to see Dexter Manley's dong. Like, I think what we should do is, like, next time March Madness rolls around, I know you guys actually like picking games, but let's do 64 celebrity dongs and then, like, pare it down to the final.
Dong Madness? We can do that.
Yeah. Well, I always have dong madness.
All right, what do you think of the skin schedule? No one seems to care. The media gets all worked up about it, but we took calls on it. Almost no one chimed in. But what is sort of your take when you look at it, first glance?
I was actually calling to compliment AWOD. It's a matter of perspective, but I guess I remember when I was doing the show with LeVar, the schedule would come out and we'd just sit there and have to take 500 calls of people saying 12-4, 11-5 NFC championship game. And now there's none of that. Nobody feels that way anymore.
Nobody.
You can't even get people to call in and say they're going to suck. And so, you know, I'm looking forward to the day where Adam's not writing out his Macho Man Randy Savage takes when he comes in. But I like the fact that he's still braggadocious and still confident about the team and thinking they're going to go out there and win some football games because nobody else that we talk to on the radio is.
What do you think?
I think they're going to go 4-12. I think Cakes is right. I'm actually, the segment that I'm doing on my show today is, do you think Jay Gruden has the job by week 5? Because I just think that the losing awful season is inevitable.
Well, it'll be week 6 when they would donk him off. Say they lose. Let's say they lose at Philly, they lose to Dallas, lose to Chicago on Monday night, possible, right? All likely.
Entirely possible.
And then going to New York and never really play well there. 0-4. Of course you're going to lose to New England. So the question would be after week 5, does he have his job? I think.
Well, If he loses to the Giants, should he lose his job? I mean, Amy, why do you disrespect the Bears so much, by the way? Like, they're a very good football team. They're going to shellack.
It's kind of his thing.
It's kind of my thing. I always...
Shouldn't they have advanced but for a terrible kick in the playoffs, too?
Yeah, but he has, like, this little cluster of teams that he always disrespects.
And the Lions.
Now apparently he's throwing the Bears just into
the
that
Buccaneers, the Cardinals, the Bears. But listen, they're fine. Whatever. They got a great defense. I always... It's not like we have a good offense, but I always disrespect defenses. I don't give defenses as much credit as I do offense. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's not as much. It's like your white dong. Like, you just disrespect it a little bit more than all the others.
Yeah, probably a little bit more.
Hey, Chad, what do you think about the 106.7, the dong day for the Skins Patriots at FedEx?
Maybe the greatest idea you've ever come up with. Every single time I watch the Petey Pablo video and he's taking his shirt off and twisting it around his head, spinning like a helicopter, I'm wishing that it was a wax outline of a billionaire's private area. So I think we can absolutely get this done.
I have a lot of other ideas,
I'm sure
if you would like to hear them, Chad, about the dong day.
I feel like these guys don't respect where you're coming from, like how the best way to promote the show is genitalia. And so if you'd like to have a meeting with Brock Lesnar and Landfill and myself, maybe we can work out some afternoon show promotion.
So, Chad, what do you think about we set up a 106.7 The Fan tailgate area,
mm-hmm.
and we'll have massage tables there.
All right.
So listeners can come by and get a massage,
yeah.
hang out with their favorite hosts.
Would we be allowed to do that, or could they shut us down? Could we
do that? Tailgate. Why would they shut you down?
Probably not on the FedEx Field parking lots, but like right, like
what about
right
like the church?
Right where the border
the church,
ends.
Right by yeah.
I'm sure
yeah.
the church would love that.
Yeah.
And then we have Asian masseuses grilling hot dogs and serving them with Kraft cheese and mayo. All right. Instead of terrible towels and rally towels, we'll hand out hot
towels.
No. Hot towels.
Foul towels.
Foul towels.
Yeah, foul towels.
I like foul towels.
106.7 The Fan, foul towels.
We encourage fans to walk around our tailgate and the concourse wearing only a towel or a robe.
And slippers.
And slippers.
Yeah, of course.
We have rubber dongs to throw on the field, you know, as the game's going on.
Sure.
I like it.
That's some
and then at the tailgate, we play this instead of hair metal. Asian massage music. Coming out of the speakers.
I thought he was doing the hot cross bun. It's been a while since we've heard that one.
This is very soothing.
This pitch by Valdez is more condemnation on Chris Kiner because he's been looking for an assistant program director for months.
Right.
And if I was Valdez, I would just cut the audio of this segment. I would just slide it under his door and say, "I'm your man. I've been sitting right here under your nose this whole time."
Can you imagine everyone listening to this while eating a hot dog covered in Kraft cheese and mayo?
It would be great.
I just
do like
there.
The idea of a tailgate with massage, free massages.
Yeah,
come in
if
and
it was
get a
free. I think you'd be in the clear, right? As long as you're not charging.
Yeah,
for
it's free.
How
could you can leave? You can leave a tip if you want.
Yeah, sure.
Now the Redskins won't care because you're goofing on Kraft, right? It's not like you're goofing on the Skins.
Yeah, but they might not want that like that because that's the sort of thing that would get like a lot of hits online.
Well, it's good.
They might not want it like on their property. I don't know,
man. They might call Tony Wiley. See how he feels about that.
Yeah, call him.
I think that might
work. Can you imagine how many massage girls' drab T-shirt will knock over if AWOD wants a massage? Just so he can get one shot at that thing.
True story.
There is a love affair there. I walked in there during the break.
That's
and
gross.
Drab made some sort of comment like, "I will give you this if you tell him this to Adam. If you walk with me to Subway at 11 o'clock.
Oh, my God.
And we were trading snacks.
Yeah. He gets two separate 6 inches.
Yeah, but the point is that you would not give the snack to AWOD unless he agreed to walk to Subway
right.
with you at 11.
Well, I don't want to be lonely. I like the conversation.
He likes companionship.
Oh, my God.
It's so weird.
So, Dukies, you're going through the schedule. You're going to do that bit?
Yeah, I mean, what else are we doing? This isn't highbrow entertainment. I mean, we're not Mark Maron here. So we'll go through it, and we'll talk about when Jay Gruden's going to be fired. Oh, all right, here's something for you guys. LeVar was on my show. He said that if they pull off the trade for Rosen, they can't even have a quarterback competition. Rosen just has to start so that they can put asses in the seats. And I disagree with that twofold. One is I never want to not have a quarterback competition again in this town after Robert Griffin III.
Mm-hmm.
And then second, how many tickets is Josh Rosen worth?
He's worth a few.
Not a lot,
but he's worth a few.
But I agree with the premise of starting him. If you're going to trade for him, start
if
him.
You give
and
up
figure
like a
out,
second round pick.
You figure out if he's the quarterback of the future, because if he's not, then you might have to draft somebody next year.
By the way, I had a guy on yesterday that said a third round pick in Case Keenum for Rosen on draft day. I might tent in my pants.
I did hear that.
Well, I would do that.
Of course.
You do that right now.
Well, that was just a caller, though, right? That wasn't like a real rumor.
No, it was Chris Trapalzo.
It was a guest.
Yeah, he knows his ass.
I liked how quickly you're ready to ship Case Keenum right out to the desert. Oh, yeah. I love it.
Well, who cares? Right. I mean, my God. It's fine that he's I'm not as offended as the other Redskins fans, but my God. Pack him up right now.
Send him out there. Where are you on your caps, like fear meter right now? Your panic meter?
I wish I could answer this question honestly, but I'd like to keep my job. Everything's cool. I had Alan May on. I have all the same guys you guys have on, and I just can't look at what they did last year and have any type of concern because they were in tougher spots. I think they're in tougher spots against better teams. And you know, they were. If it's a tell, the crowd noise a lot down there in Raleigh, and it's like, how loud was it in Las Vegas? I mean, it was so loud, people were accusing them of piping in fake noise. So I don't think those guys are rattled by that. I don't think they're rattled by if somebody has a bounty out on Alexander Ovechkin. I think they're all savvy, grizzled vets, and they're going to go out there, and they're going to easily win this series. And I am really looking forward to – I mean, Penguins cast is always fun, but the Penguins getting swept in that way by your old head coach, yeah, that's going to be must-see television. That's going to get all the people at the parade back in watching these games again.
Yep, right, right. Because they're not calling the radio shows yet. I can tell you that for a fact.
You do a segment on it. Do you want to see Robert Kraft's dong? You're going to have full phone lines. I guarantee you that.
Right.
Terrible town. All right, boys.
Thank you, Dukie. Appreciate it.
I'll talk to you during our conference call.
Oh, and by the way, Chad, continue the shots at Jared Ruderman, who used to work here I don't know how many months ago, but whenever I tune in to Chad Dukes versus the World, which is pretty often, I always hear a barb thrown his way. So continue please.
The good thing is he's over at WTOP putting everybody to sleep with his boring stories now instead of us. So excited.
All right. Thank you, Chad. Appreciate it, buddy. All right. It's Chad Dukes, everybody.
And Jared is a nice guy, but now I'm sorry he works for the enemy. He works for people that are actively trying to take money out of these pockets.
And he worked in a job that hasn't been filled for months, and I don't know that anybody's noticed a difference.
Yeah. I mean, it's just the reality.
CK might. He might be working
that's
harder.
True. Yeah, that's
we
true.
We don't know.
Yep.
We have no idea.
CK has to put out that schedule.
Yep, but hold on. I think we're on to something. A promotion with the Patriots. Somehow, maybe we can't do it at the park. Maybe we have our own thing. You know, here in the parking lot, free massages.
It's definitely something there.
Yeah. And then we could probably...
Because let's be honest, the game's going to suck. And it's going to be a blowout.
Cakes and I will be doing pregame show.
That's
true. Pregame location.
I don't know.
Free massages.
We don't know where they're going to be held.
Yeah.
But
we don't know the location yet. You just get whatever. Look, there's been a different sponsor every year. We don't know where it's going to be. But let's say it's at a restaurant bar.
Massage Envy.
Yeah. Could you actually solicit and say we need Asian masseuses to help us with the bit?
That might be tough.
Or do you just have to just ask for masseuses? We can't go that hard.
Probably just ask for masseuses and keep your fingers crossed. See what shows up.
Hope you get lucky.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Or we could just interview masseuses and pick, you know what I mean?
We could.
That might be a bit,
this
too.
Is a
where
lot,
where
by
all
the
week
way.
All week we will have masseuses come in studio. We'll interview them and
massage us.
Yeah, we'll massage us and we'll pick the best ones.
By the way, this is a big bit being planned for a team that will be 0-4 when they face the Patriots.
Well, you're going to have to keep it interesting, Case.
For an October game, right?
I would guess, early October is the date on that game.
Mm. Will we have like a tip jar available where they could tip the masseuses, too?
You would think, sure.
Yeah, we could do that. They have to be quick massages. We could watch the video and see how long the massage
Apparently
was.
Apparently, it was kind of quick for old Bob.
Hey, Valdez, you need to price out lotion too. I mean, what is a massage?
We're
going to
get the squirt
lotion.
Bottles for the girls. What? Make sure they have the squirt
oil.
Bottles with the
massage oils.
Yeah, well, they have those. Well, at least the videos I've seen, they have the squirt bottles.
Rubs the lotion on its skin. Or else
I know,
it's
like the belts.
Again.
Yeah, it's like a belt with a squirt bottle.
Yeah.
Gotta have all that. You gotta have the right accoutrements. We gotta have some massage tables.
And this is quite a planning session that's going on.
It's going to be good.
Maybe some tissues.
I hope Entercom has a budget for this.
What if we just gave everybody JFK, 106.7 The Fan tissues?
That's not a bad bit.
It's not a bad bit. Just pass out 106.7 The Fan tissues.
Or like the small size that you bring in your car with you.
Exactly.
Yeah, like a pack.
Pocket size.
Yeah,
pocket size tissues. The day of the Patriots.
Yeah, but will people get it though? Get the bit?
Well, we'll make sure they get the bit.
All right, coming up next, we're going to talk some NBA playoffs. Antonio Daniels, one of our favorite former Wizard, joins us next as we talk NBA playoffs on the Junkies.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. You want to follow along on TV. And joining us right now on the Mattress Square House Hotline, a guy who played in the NBA for 13 years, one of our favorite guests, talk NBA. He's a studio analyst for SiriusXM, Oklahoma City's Thunder, and the Pelicans. It's Antonio Daniels. What's up, AD?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's up,
hey,
Antonio?
Good. You know what? I wanted to start with one of the teams you cover, OKC. I was watching some of the national debate shows yesterday, and Russell Westbrook was the big topic. Uh-huh. And Westbrook, if you look at the numbers, averaged a triple-double again. I think that's three straight seasons he's averaging a triple-double. And kind of the debate was, with the game moving towards shooting, with the emphasis on three-point shooting, and the champions, you know, the Golden State, Houston Rockets, all this three-point shooting, that maybe his game doesn't fit the winning in the NBA right now. What's your take on Russell Westbrook and this OKC Thunder?
Okay, you must have been watching Colin Cowherd, huh?
I was watching him. I saw other shows as well.
JP loves Colin Cowherd. That's his guy.
The game has evolved. The game has evolved from position 1 through 5. And it's become a league that is driven by analytics. So basically, if you look at the Golden State Warriors or you look at the Houston Rockets, they not as much the Golden State Warriors, but because they have three of the best shooters of all time, they're an anomaly. So they don't really count. But the Houston Rockets, they say we want threes, we want layups, we want dunks, and we want free throws. Everybody can't play that way. You have to play to the strength of your skill set. And I think what analytics has done is made guys try and be something that they're not. And that drives me crazy. And I know a lot of older players that I talk with. You know, that's like if I'm a 15-foot shooter, if I'm Sam Cassell, and I'm deadly from 15 to 17 feet, and now you're telling me that to stay in this league, I have to go out and launch threes, even though that's not the strength of my game, for the life of me, I will never, ever understand that. You have to play where your skill set lies, where the strength of your skill set lies. If it's attacking the rim, if it's your athleticism, if it's your ability to pull up at 15 to 17 feet and keep people off balance, that's the way you have to play. That's basically like telling John Wall, you know what, the game has moved past you. You're not a three-point shooter. That's not the strength of your game. So the game has moved past you. So now it's moved to a Kyrie Irving or a Steph Curry or a Damian Lillard. And those are the only guards that can be successful in this league. I'm sorry. Those guys are fantastic and great in what they do. But I honestly feel that you can impact the game in other ways outside that three-point line.
And I agree with you, but when you've got Westbrook going 5 for 20 in a game and OKC is not a good three-point shooting team overall and you're facing a team like Portland where Damian Lillard knocks down threes, where CJ McCollum knocks down threes, it's going to be tough to keep up.
And you know what, though? I tell you what's weird. We are a culture, in the media culture, where we live in the moment. We are prisoners of the moment because – if you go back a year ago, I was doing the series, the Pelicans versus the Trailblazers. And what the debate now is, oh, well, who's better, Russell Westbrook or Damian Lillard after two games? Because prior to this series, this wasn't an issue. So this is the equivalent of me a year ago saying, oh, man, who's better, Drew Holiday or Damian Lillard? No, don't be a prisoner of the moment. Do not be a prisoner of the moment, because if OKC goes to Oklahoma City this weekend, Friday and Sunday, and they win both games, now we're having a different conversation. And I'm not taking anything away from Damian Lillard, because that dude can go. He can go. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. But now, being in the media, one of the things I try and stay away from before I make kind of emotional hot takes, so to speak, is not being a prisoner of the moment.
But is it so much of And part of that is they've been a disappointing.
Oh, no question about it. No question about it. Because accountability goes from top to bottom. But and I've said this on our post game show numerous times. They have yet to win a series since Kevin Durant left.
Right.
They have yet to win a playoff series. 2 years ago, it was against Houston Rockets, where they were the underdog. Last year, it was a 4-5 versus Donovan Mitchell and the Utah Jazz. So that makes this year that much more important. It really does. And yes, Russ carries some responsibility. Everybody carries responsibility. Billy Donovan, you know, Sam Presti, Clay Bennett, everybody who was a part of constructing this roster, and everybody on that roster carries some responsibility. I'm not saying being a prisoner of the moment in that sense. Like, I just feel like because Russell Westbrook is such an easy target. He is such an easy target for the media because he doesn't care if he's liked by the media. He doesn't care if he's liked by his peers. And in today's NBA, that's unheard of because guys are friends, guys are cool, everybody's nice with each other, and Russ is not built that way. And I feel like with Russell Westbrook, people have a difficult time separating the man from the player. So it's like, okay, I don't like you as a man. I don't like the way you conduct yourself as a man with the media, or you hurt my friend, or don't answer my friend's questions. So now I'm going to hold your accomplishments and the player you are against you. You have to be able to separate the two.
So, Antonio, the Tampa Bay Lightning, they get swept out of the NHL's first round of the playoffs. That's clearly not going to happen in Pistons-Bucks shifting over to the East here. The Bucks are just punishing the Pistons in the first two games, and it's with Blake Griffin sideline. But what do you do going forward if you're Dwayne Casey and the Pistons, where you're good enough to get into that eight spot, but you clearly can't compete with a team with of the likes of Milwaukee or some of the other top seeds in the East?
You know how tough it is? Like, the most significant thing going into the playoffs that you have is your health, outside of playing at your peak and peaking at the right time. And the fact of the matter is, the Pistons, they're going to go out and compete, and they can compete for 15 or 20 minutes or even a half versus the Milwaukee Bucks. This is a team that won 60 games, and to me, they have the least MVP on that team. But without your best player, and the guy that gives you a chance that can generate shots and offense for himself and everyone else in that team, listen, you don't really stand a chance. You may be able to squeak one out at home because you're home, and role players tend to play better at home, but overall, you got to go out and compete without your best player and hope for the best.
Joined by Antonio Daniels, played 13 years in the NBA, studio analyst for SiriusXM, Oklahoma City Thunder, and the Pelicans. So the Bucks, the one seed, they've looked impressive. The Raptors, of course, were upset in the first game, bounced back in game two. The Celtics have looked pretty good so far, winning their first two games. Sixers, their series is split. Who do you like coming out of that Eastern Conference?
You know, I said all year from day one, when we had to send our picks in for SiriusXM, I had Toronto coming out the East. And the reason I had Toronto coming out the East is because they had the best record in the East last year, and they got better. You know, and this is before the acquisition of Marc Gasol. But you got Kawhi Leonard and you got Danny Green. And I know all the focus is on Kawhi Leonard, him being possibly the best two-way player in this league and a top five player in the league. But you also got Danny Green, a 3-and-D guy who was proven, who's battle-tested, and who's an NBA champion. Now, during the trade deadline, you add Marc Gasol, another guy who's battle-tested with a skill set that fits in perfectly with what the Toronto Raptors are trying to do. So, for me, I can't change my pick now in the second and third week of April. I'm going with Toronto to come out the Eastern Conference.
How do you think the Celtics, though, that you know, the Celtics are kind of this curious team. A lot of people were high on them all year. They had some struggles. They've won these first two games in the playoffs. Do you think they've gotten right? Like, you see Kyrie leading the way with 37 points yesterday. I feel like the Celtics, they're not a sleeper because people were high on them coming in, but where they finished in the regular season, you know, being a four seed, that was surprising. So I feel like they could be coming on at the right time.
Yeah, and that's really what it's about. It's really about peaking at the right time of the season. But again, it's two games. It's two games, and it's tough to judge the Boston Celtics against a team that is entering the playoffs without their best player as well. You know, so a minute ago, we talked about the fact that the Detroit Pistons entering the playoffs without their best player. The Indiana Pacers have been without their best player for quite some time. So So if you're Boston, you, I don't want to say you lucked up, but this is the best possible case scenario because you got an opportunity to avoid the Philadelphia 76ers first round, and you're playing against a team without their all-star in Victor Oladipo.
Hey, I want to ask you, you know, as the playoffs wind down here, well, you know, as it gets started, but we'll start thinking about the draft here. Where are you on Zion? How do you think his game translates? Where are you on Ja Morant? Some of these guys up at the top of the board here.
I love Zion. I really do. And what people don't understand or realize about some of these college guys is in college you can zone. You can zone. So right. Zion, this entire season, never had an opportunity to play in space one-on-one versus a guy. But when you saw him in transition and that opportunity was there, he made the most of it. So I would love to see him at this next level. And you can talk about, well, what position is he going to play? Is he a three? Is he a four? Can you play him at the five? And in today's NBA, it's almost a positionless league. So you can put him anywhere.
Right.
But I can tell you this. I have never seen a guy with that build, with that type of explosiveness or athleticism.
Right.
I remember watching him in high school and thinking, man, this guy's not playing on a 10-foot court. There's no way he's playing on a 10-foot rim. Because of how big he is, because of how explosive he is. And those two things usually don't go together. I'm excited to see how his skill set plays to the next level.
What about Ja Morant?
I like Ja. And I didn't see him play a lot this year.
Right.
I saw him play a couple of games during the season. And then I watched him in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
And if he gets to the right team, and the right team to me is the Phoenix Suns. And you put him alongside Devin Booker and DeAndre Ayton, with his skill set and ability to break down defenses and his vision, that will be a perfect spot for him. He reminds me a little bit of a smaller, like thin in stature, Russell Westbrook, because he's extremely explosive. Extremely explosive. Now, I'm talking about the pre-5 knee surgeries Russell Westbrook. I like Ja. I'm not going to lie. I like Ja Morant a lot. I like Ja Morant a lot more than I do like R.J. Barrett.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
Antonio, Boogie Cousins is not what you would call a sympathetic figure in the NBA, but you do feel bad for him when he tears his quad in the playoffs. He was on a one-year deal with the Warriors. But if I'm a GM going forward, I don't know if I'm going to spend big money on a guy who in his last four regular seasons has played 30, 48, 55, and 17 games. The guy's just breaking down left and right.
I know. And that's, I'm not going to lie. Boogie's a great guy. Fantastic guy. I know on the court, you don't get an opportunity to see that as much because of his rapport with the officials and so on and so forth. But I do agree with you. Do you really take a chance on giving out a big-time payday to a guy in the last two seasons that has been injured from non-contact injuries? You know, you don't know how his body is going to hold up moving forward. And for him, it sucks because if you look at what he is capable of, you can argue and say that he's possibly the most dominant big in the league today. There's nothing that Boogie Cousins cannot do on that floor offensively. He can shoot it. He can handle it. He can pass it. But now, because of these injuries, this is a max player. This is a max player in talent. But if you're a GM out there, you are obviously not going to give him max money because of how his body has failed to hold up, which sucks for him.
What's crazy is you were covering Boogie and Anthony Davis in New Orleans with the Pelicans, and Anthony Davis may leave. What are your thoughts? Because it appears that the new GM, David Griffin, used to be the GM with the Cleveland Cavaliers, he's making a push or saying, you know what, we're going to try and do everything we can to keep Anthony Davis.
Right.
Is that realistic?
I mean, it's realistic to try. You know, when you have a guy of that talent, then you have to try. You know, what's the worst thing that can happen? If you're David Griffin, you should be feeding Anthony Davis. You know what, man, listen, this is a new regime. We're starting everything over. Give us a shot. You know, give us an opportunity to grow. You hear. Now, I'll tell you the thing that David Griffin has working for him outside of his pure intelligence of the game is his track record and teams that he has put together in the past that have been successful. You know, and he has a great relationship. He will have a great relationship with Clutch Sports because of his ongoing relationship with LeBron James. So, David, he works with us at Sirius XM. Mm-hmm. He is a great basketball mind. I think he was the right guy for the job, a great fit for them. And if I'm David Griffin, I'm going in with that thought process as well. Okay, it didn't work out prior to me being here, meaning David Griffin. But now if you're Anthony Davis and you're David Griffin, I'm telling him, give us a shot. Give us a shot to show you what we can put around you and hope for the best. And if not, then you have to worry about what possible package you can put together for Anthony Davis to build in New Orleans for the future.
Antonio, always love having you on. Love the passion. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right. Appreciate it, fellas.
Yep. Thanks, Antonio.
He's always good, man.
He is.
High energy.
He likes the Raptors coming out of the East. I didn't even bother asking about the West because everybody just assumes to be Golden State, and Golden State's going to win it again.
I just want to ask him about Zion. How does he think his game
That's
translates?
Your guy.
Have you run the lottery generator lately?
No, come on. I've lost my zeal for that. Haven't done it.
Where are we penciled in? If everything just played out how it should, are we like 7th?
I can tell you right now. Just give me 1 second.
6th.
6?
The 6th spot.
And we're getting closer and closer.
Oh, I got to run it now.
Go right.
Oh, went up to 4. Oh, running again. Oh, went up to 1.
1?
That's after 2 runs of the sim.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
We might
My
need
pants
that,
just got the came unbuckled.
We might need that Bob Kraft massage bit.
Yeah, we might need it sooner rather than later.
Yeah. Kyle Guy declared, right? I don't even see him in the first 2 rounds. That's just not going to work, right? I don't see him projected.
I mean, I could see him making the NBA. I don't see him doing much in the NBA.
It's going to take a while, right?
Yeah. All right, we can do some entertainment page next. We didn't get to it earlier
that
in the show.
Or 5 and 10, whatever you want to do.
A lot of good EP stuff.
A lot of good EP.
Why don't we do some entertainment page next here on The Junkies.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, boys. Is it Friday yet? Not Friday, is it, Kick?
It is not Friday. It's Thursday by my calendar.
I was just watching a movie trailer during the break. Child's Play, the reboot.
The reboot. Again, Hollywood has no fresh ideas. Now, the yes-no men, depending on the budget, we'd probably give a thumbs up, Valdez, to the Child's Play reboot if the budget is reasonable.
It's trending thumbs up, but yes, we have to look at the pricing.
Because horror is always wildly popular, especially if you can come in at a 10, 15, maybe $20 million budget.
I mean, you might as well redo movies like that because your teenagers of today, they didn't see it the first go-round.
Right.
So yes, it's a reboot for people like us where we saw the original Child's Play and Chucky, but they're not familiar with the story, and now there's new... It's a new look at it.
Plus, you hear Chucky references, you think of John Gruden all the time. You don't think of the movies. Maybe it is a good play. We'll see.
All right, boys. Let's try to get some entertainment news in here before the end of the show. You know, I've really been following this, but it's the media sensation. The kid that just keeps winning on Jeopardy. I think he clocked another 131,000.
He's the best. I was not into Jeopardy during the Jennings run. Was it Ken Jennings?
Yeah.
I understand. You know, I think he won like 70-plus straight matches.
Where are we at with Holzhauer? James Holzhauer.
He's the best person I've ever seen personally play the game because here's what he does.
And he doesn't look like a schnurd.
Well, he is a bit of a schnurd.
Yeah. In this one picture that I looked at, it looks pretty normal.
JP, you missed this.
You'd stuff him in a locker.
Yeah. He smiles with all his teeth. Tilts me. He thinks he's funny.
Does he do this?
He thinks he's funny. He doesn't do this. No, but I've gotten away from that. That was my younger years. He thinks he's funny. He's not. Last night during, I think, one of the Pearl Jam answers, he crooned a line from Better Man, and it fell flat. But he's the best player I've ever seen play the game, because here's what he does. He demoralizes his opponents and sprints out to a huge lead, which he does in every single matchup, and he basically will gamble most, if not all, of what he has on the daily doubles and just keeps amassing his stack. And then, like at the end of yesterday, he had $130,000 in front of him.
He just annihilates him. Do you want to hear the final Jeopardy?
He's achieved in 10 wins what it took Ken Jennings 21 wins to get.
I'm telling you, He is what LeBron calls a juggernaut.
He's done the.
I don't know how you stop.
He's
this
done
dude.
The analytics on Jeopardy and figured yeah. out how to actually maximize.
He's a stone cold killer, and I think the
is
season.
He really, I need to see another picture. Like this picture, he looks like a normal dude.
Yeah, it's no, the video you got to see.
He's
Rick.
Pretty nerdy.
You got to watch the video.
He's just weird.
His first name refers to the ancient district in which you'd find the Greek capital. His surname is a bird. And over to James now. He had 71,114. He already has the top three spots, as you've heard me say before, for the most winnings on a single program. Did he come up with Atticus Finch? Yes. And this is for you, Granny. Is your grandma still alive?
No.
Uh-huh. All right. You're going to add some more money. You have just set a one-day record again. 131,000.
Here's what he has. He's like Rom in that he doesn't, at this point, he clearly doesn't care about the money. He cares about winning. And so at the end, when he has 70K in front of him right. and the two dopes standing next to him have $8,000 or $5,000, he can wager 60K and he's still fine. If he loses it, no big deal. He advances to the next game where he's going to rack up another 100K. So he gambles the 60K and hits it. And all of a sudden, he has 130 in front of him.
Somebody told me the other day he'd only missed at that point maybe something like six questions.
Dude, he's
so far through the run.
He's a faster getting in.
He's fast.
He's pretty fast getting in with his buzzer, and
he
knows everything.
His finger.
He does.
But how does he know? Like Atticus Finch. Like how does that guy? What is he? Looks like he's 30.
He just knows.
How do you know that?
Well, the clues are contextual. Like the bird, and then the category was probably
like 20th century literary characters.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right. Well, I would never get that.
Well, bird, Finch.
I wouldn't.
Silly alt-rock band.
You guys act like you guys are Jeopardy champs or something.
Well, no, but there's a reason why he's a big silly, and you're just a rich
host. I'm guessing he's a sports gambler.
He's a professional sports gambler.
He's not like a nerdy professor.
No. And I'm guessing what he's done is, in all of his spare time while he's sports gambling, trying to pick fatties, he's just boning up on whatever his weak spots are, like opera or French literature or presidential trivia. And he's amassed all this knowledge, and he's willing to gamble where other people aren't. And I just don't know who's going to take him down. Somebody will eventually beat him, but nobody's even come
well,
close.
Well, apparently,
the matchups I've seen.
They're close to wrapping up, if they haven't already, their 35th season of Jeopardy.
Yeah.
But Alex Trebek had a message and says he's trying to be straight with everybody, and he's not going to stop now. And despite what you may have heard, he's feeling good. He's going to continue with this therapy. And they're already working on next season, the 36th year of Jeopardy.
Good for him.
And
he's got
you,
a positive outlook.
So God bless him. But as you hear him ask these questions, I mean, I'm sure the show could continue, but it'll never be the same without Alex Trebek.
No, I mean,
right?
But it is such a cash cow that
it has
that
to continue.
Somebody will continue.
He is
it.
Kind of a schnerdy guy.
Of course he is.
He just went to University of Illinois. He didn't go to like MIT or something, but it was a math major. Bachelor's degree.
He's a math whiz.
Yeah,
he's a math whiz. Math and physics. It looks like going all the way back to high school. He was in a science and engineering state competition, won first place in physics.
Dude, he's going to win. He's going to win like $2 million plus dollars.
There will be like a James, Ken Jennings, and Austin type,
by the way,
champions
right.
match at
there
some
has
point.
To
yeah.
be.
There has to.
Appeared on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Oh, really?
The game show.
They're on the game show
I've always
hustle.
Said we should all one day just spend like an hour. Applying for game shows
right.
and see what happens. And get picked on Wheel of Fortune or something.
I'd be psyched. I would do it.
Cakes, this
I
is
need
a...
the dumb version.
Yeah.
I wouldn't score a thousand
I mean, I'd be okay on Jeopardy,
on Jeopardy
in some
I
of the
would,
categories.
I would get one.
But there
I'd
are some
terrible.
Categories where I would just get blanked. Like politics.
I all
be
of
like,
them.
Yeah.
I would get blanked on all of them. Yeah. Cakes, I have to do this story for you.
Yeah.
Me too, because this is just so wacky. So, yeah, I don't know. Have you done your will yet?
I have.
I've
yes.
done my will. I have me being pulverized.
Yeah.
You know, when I'm dead.
I think I'm getting buried. I don't know if I like that option. I don't like any of the options. How about that?
Luke Perry picked a different option. He's been quietly buried in an organic, eco-friendly mushroom suit. That was his last wish, so that his decomposing body can nourish. The soil.
Well, I like mushrooms, but generally on pizza with pepperoni.
No.
I don't want to be wrapped in a mushroom suit.
He's wrapped in a mushroom suit.
Oh,
can you imagine? That was his last wish.
So stinky.
The mushroom soup will turn Luke into clean compost.
That's
this
great.
Is one of his last wishes.
Great to think
he was
about.
Always very ecologically minded. Oh, my God.
I'm sure that when I'm dead, I'm going to care if I'm polluting the environment or not. I'm sure I'm going to care about
Shocker,
that.
Shocker, they're now finding evidence that Massimo, the guy that was married to Lori Loughlin or whatever,
yeah.
Massimo Giannulli, whatever, he's like the guy that had all the cool T-shirts or whatever. That's how he made all his billions.
Sure.
That he lied about attending USC back in the 80s.
Oh, really?
Yes. He had done interviews before we talked about it. He told his parents he was at USC, and he would send them, like, fake tuition bills and fake report cards, and the dad would send them money,
and then
he used the money to fund his fledgling business.
That's a good college scam.
Worked out for him.
Worked out for him, for sure.
By the way, she pled not guilty, right?
Yes. And Felicity Huffman took the plea deal.
Gotcha.
She's hoping to get 0 to 6 months. Loughlin, she, I guess, thought that they're bluffing. She's looking at like 6 to 20 years. I mean, who wants to agree to something where you know you're going to go to jail?
No, it's not good.
Nobody does. So she's kind of in a tough spot there. What else? We don't care about the most influential people on Time, do you? Just a bunch of donks. They have like Game of Thrones people on
that. Time Magazine?
Yes.
People read Time Magazine in 2019?
Yeah, I think it's still kind of a thing. I don't know why. They're saying Britney Spears checked in at a mental health facility after she struggled to stabilize her medications. When her dad's illness kicked in, she stopped taking her meds.
Ah.
That's the issue. So hopefully that gets straightened out. And last but not least, everybody was into Game of Thrones. Well, apparently 54 million people watched it illegally through illegal streams, downloads, and as Valdez knows,
this
porn.
Is Matt Valdez. This right. is Matt Valdez.
54 million people watched it illegally.
How many people watched it legally?
Not 54 million.
No, I don't know. Maybe 10? I don't know. 20? It was a big deal, though. It was a big deal for sure.
Definitely a big deal for a lot of people. Yeah. Not in this studio.
No,
not for me. This room.
Not
All right.
Me.
We got to get out of here. For Cakes, EB, I'm JP. We will see you tomorrow. Grand Danny, they're coming up next right here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.